Appendix 3. The meaning of cosmos in John 3:16. It may appear to some of our readers that the exposition we have given of John chapter 3 verse 16 in the chapter on difficulties and objections is a forced and unnatural one, inasmuch as our definition of the term world seems to be out of harmony with the meaning and scope of this word in other passages. Where to supply the world of believers, God's elect, as a definition of world would make no sense. Many have said to us, surely world means world, that is, you, me, and everybody. In reply, we would say, we know from experience how difficult it is to set aside the traditions of men and come to a passage which we have heard explained in a certain way scores of times and study it carefully for ourselves without bias. Nevertheless, this is essential if we would learn the mind of God. Many people suppose they already know the simple meaning of John chapter 3, verse 16, and therefore they conclude that no diligent study is required of them to discover the precise teaching of this verse. Needless to say, such an attitude shuts out any further light which they otherwise might obtain on the passage. Yet if anyone will take a concordance and read carefully the various passages in which the term world, as a translation of cosmos, occurs, you will quickly perceive that to ascertain the precise meaning of the word world in any given passage is not nearly so easy as is popularly supposed. The word cosmos and its English equivalent world is not used with a uniform significance in the New Testament. Very far from it. It is used in quite a number of different ways. Below, we will refer to a few passages where this term occurs, suggesting a tentative definition in each case. Cosmos is used of the universe as a whole, Acts chapter 17, verse 24. God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is the Lord of heaven and earth. Cosmos is used of the earth, John chapter 13, verse 1, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4, etc., etc. When Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. Depart out of this world signifies leave this earth. According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, this expression signifies before the earth was founded. Compare Job chapter 38, verse 4, etc. Cosmos is used of the world system, John chapter 12, verse 31, etc. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. Compare Matthew chapter 4, verse 8, and 1 John chapter 5, verse 19. Cosmos is used of the whole human race, Romans chapter 3, 19, etc. Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. Cosmos is used of humanity minus believers, John chapter 15, verse 18, and Romans chapter 3, verse 6. If the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. Believers do not hate Christ, so that the world here must signify the world of unbelievers, in contrast from believers who love Christ. God forbid, for then how shall God judge the world? Here is another passage where the word world cannot mean you, me, and everybody. For believers will not be judged by God. See John chapter 5, verse 24. so that here too it must be the world of unbelievers which is in view. Cosmos is used of Gentiles in contrast from Jews, Romans chapter 11, verse 12, etc. Now, if the fall of them, Israel, be the riches of the world, and the diminishing of them, Israel, the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their, Israel's, fullness? Note how the first clause in italics is defined by the latter clause placed in italics. Here again, the world cannot signify all humanity, for it excludes Israel. Cosmos is used of believers only. John chapter 1, verse 29. John chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. John chapter 6, verse 33. John chapter 12, verse 47. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 19. We leave our readers to turn to these passages, asking them to note carefully exactly what is said and predicated of the world in each place. Thus it will be seen that cosmos has at least seven clearly defined different meanings in the New Testament. It may be asked, has then God used the word thus to confuse and confound those who read the scriptures? We answer, no. Nor has he written his word for lazy people who are too dilatory or too busy with the things of this world, or like Martha, so much occupied with serving that they have no time and no heart to search and study Holy Writ. Should it be asked further, but how is a searcher of the scriptures to know which is of the above meanings the term world has given in any passages? The answer is, this may be ascertained by a careful study of the context, by diligently noting what is predicated of the world in each passage, and by prayer fully consulting other parallel passages to the one being studied. The principal subject of John chapter 3, verse 16 is Christ as the gift of God. The first clause tells us what moved God to give his only begotten Son, and that it was his great love. The second clause informs us for whom God gave his Son, and that is for whosoever, or better, everyone, believeth. Whosoever believeth. While the last clause makes known why God gave his Son, his purpose, and that is that everyone that believeth should not perish but have everlasting life. That the world, in John 3:16, refers to the world of believers, God's elect, in contradistinction from the world of the ungodly, 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 5, is established, unequivocally established, by a comparison of the other passages which speak of God's love. God commendeth his love towards us, the saints, Romans chapter 5, verse 8, whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, every son, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6. We love him because he first loved us, believers, 1 John chapter 4, verse 19. The wicked God pities, see Matthew chapter 18, verse 33. Unto the unthankful and evil, God is kind. See Luke chapter 6, verse 35. The vessels of wrath he endures with much long-suffering. See Romans chapter 9, verse 22. But his own God loves.